Now I'm going to read you the title poem from Victims of the Last Dance Craze, and the catalyst for this poem was the was playing What If. You know, it's one of my last big What If poems. Well, the first book, Cartoons, had a lot of me just trying to play What If. You know, there was two big themes in it. That was one. The other one was talking about my family, which is one of the guarantees I always give to young writers. I always give this challenge, and someone can send me a book, it's Kara Stony Brook, if you can find this. If next time you go into a bookstore and you look for a poet's first book, I can guarantee you somewhere in the book you will find a poem about their family, right? One way or another. And I have never seen this not to fail. And if you can find that book, send it to me. And so those are two themes. And this is my last. This is probably my last big great what if poem. And the idea from this was kind of imagining what would happen if a dance step hit and was sort of like a virus, once you got infected with it. What would happen was that you started to reveal your true self, the self that you don't show to everybody else, your deeper self. And the analogy I like to use for this is Emily Dickinson. You try to give you kind of an idea of what I mean when I say your deeper self, your truer self. Emily Dickinson, who spent most of her life, in this kind of isolation in her house, basically was living the real life of poems. She'd wait till her family went to sleep and everything was quiet, and she usually wrote at night, if I remember correctly. That's why she said she lived her real life, writing poems, her deeper self, true self. So that's what it's hopefully tapping into. This is called, this is Victims of the Latest Dance Craze. The streamers choking the main arteries of downtown. The brass band led by a child from the home for the handicapped. The old men showing their hair, what's left of it. The buttons of their shirts popping in time to the salsa flooding out of their portable headphones. And mothers letting their babies be held by strangers. And the bus drivers taping over their fare boxes and willing to give directions. Is there any reason to mention all the drinks are on the house? Thick adolescent boys dismantle their BB guns. Here is the world, what's left of it, in brilliant motion. The oil slick at the curb danced into a thousand splintered steps. The bag ladies toss off their garments to reveal wings. This dance you do, drawls the cop. What do you call it? We call it scalding the air. We call it dying with your shoes on. And across the street, the bodies of tramps stumble in a sober language. And across the street, shy young girls step behind their nameless boyfriends, twirling their skirts. And under an archway, a delivery boy discovers his body has learned to speak. And what does this street look like if not a runway, a polished wood floor? From the air, insects drawn by the sweat, alight when possible on the blur of torsos. It is the ride of their tiny lives, the wind that burns their wings, the heaving, oblivious flesh, mountains stuffed with panic, an ocean that can't make up its mind. They drop away with a scorched taste of vertigo. And under a swinging light bulb, some children invent a game with the shadow the bulb makes and the beat of their hearts. They call it dust in the mouth. They call it horse with no rider. They call it school with empty books. In the next room, their mother throws her dress away to chance. It drops to the floor like a brush sighs across a drumhead. And when she takes her lover, what are they thinking of if not a ballroom filled with mirrors, a world where no one has the right to stumble? In a parking lot, an old man says this, I am a ghost dance. I remember the way my hair felt damp with sweat and wind. When the wind kisses the leaves, I am dancing. When the subway hits the third rail, I am dancing. When the barrel goes over Niagara Falls, I am dancing. Oh, jazz has come from heaven, he says, and at the Z he jumps, arcing his back like a heron's neck, and stands suddenly revealed as a balance demon, a home for Stetson hats. We have all caught the itch. The neon artist wiring up his legs. The tourist couple recording the twist on their Instamatic camera. And in a factory, a janitor answers his broom for a waltz, and he grasps it like a woman he'd have to live another life to meet. And he spins around the dustbin and machines and thinks, is everybody happy? And he spins out the side door, avoiding the cracks in the sidewalk, grinning as if he'd just received the deepest kiss in the world.